Okay, next regular agenda items, 162.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Riverview Force Main Replacement Project number E088664 for an estimated cost of $1,900,000.
Mr. Gibson, good morning.
Good morning. We have a presentation over here. I'll stall while we get the slideshow set up. Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Council. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm Principal Engineer at the Bureau of Environmental Services. And with me today is Dan Hebert. He's a Senior Engineer. He also leads our pump station engineering team. And he's the overall project manager for this Riverview Force Main Upgrade Project. We're here today asking for authorization for a contract to construct the project. We have a short presentation, and then we'll answer any questions.
Okay, great.
Hey, good morning. As Scott said, I'm Dan Hebert, to manage the pump station engineering section. Really short presentation here, I hope, and then some questions. The Riverview Pump Station Force Main Replacement Project is intended to replace a line that was installed in 1965 as an 8-inch cast iron pipe that's had some maintenance issues for about 20 years now. It conveys a flow of about 500 gallons a minute. And right now is aligned in the southbound lanes of Highway 43, which is in ODOT right away. So we've had to coordinate with ODOT and significantly coordinate with ODOT. And because of some traffic concerns and need to maintain traffic there, there's going to be quite a bit of night work involved in getting this project done, which tended to increase the estimated cost for the construction work. As I mentioned briefly, we've had about 20 years or so of minor releases, cracks, and holes in a pipe that were primarily due to some bedding issues from the original construction, some form matter that was up against the pipe and caused it to erode and crack. So we're going to replace the project with an 8-inch ductile iron pipe that will be protected and should provide for at least a minimum 50-year service life and perhaps much more than that. As I mentioned earlier, the ODOT conditions and restrictions are going to result in some night work, and we've done quite a bit of outreach with the neighbors and the neighborhood and public to make sure they understand that and to advise them of when that's going to happen. And that will continue through the construction project. Scott mentioned the estimated construction contract cost is $1.9 million. We have an optimal level of confidence in the estimate. And right now, the costs through pre-design and design and permitting on the project are about $398,000. And our total project cost is estimated at just about $2.5 million. And just to give you an idea of where the project's located, I know this is a little hard to read on a small screen, but the pump station itself is located about a half a mile south of the Selwood Bridge on the west side of Highway 43. And the force main is about 3,000 feet long, travels southbound, crosses a bridge, and then goes across Highway 43 and discharges to a manhole in Riverview Street, I think it is. Just a few pictures to wrap it up. The picture on the left is the pump station facility, which was remodeled in about 2005, converted from a old-style station to a new submersible pump station. Picture on the right is just the force main alignment pretty much down the fog line of Highway 43. Another couple of pictures on the left, again, just the alignment, the southbound lanes in the foreground in this picture. The ODOT bridge, the new force main is going to be hanging off this west side of the bridge on some actual structural attachments already cast in as part of the bridge. The older force main went around this, and there's kind of a looped alignment, which is where we had a lot of the problems with corrosion and cracking and leaking in the past. And just a picture of the discharge manhole, which isn't really showing very much, just a manhole plate in the street. Purchasing will report back to council on procurement results in the bid, and we're planning for construction this summer. With that, I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. So is this force main taking sewage flow to the Tryon Creek treatment plant?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Yes, they do end up at the Tryon Creek treatment plant. They go through the Elk Rock pump station facility and then get pumped down to try and treat.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? And if not, then this is a non-emergency ordinance and it will move to second reading. And then why don't you